The answer to that question is a woman that I call Becky. Let me tell you who Becky is. Becky is the object of market research. Becky's 34 years old, drives a minivan, has two kids, and wants to listen to a radio station that, to use the phrase that's going around the industry today, is, quote, safe for the entire family. That means that, you know, no profanity and not anything that's objectionable, no discussion even of homosexuality or abortion on that radio station. But whenever I hear that phrase, safe for the entire family, remember what C.S. Lewis said about Aslan, the lion in the Chronicles of Narnia, that he was a good lion, but he was not a safe lion. And unfortunately, Christian radio is a place that has become safe but not good for us anymore. And what Becky likes, what the radio station programs for Becky's ears, becomes the songs that we sing in our contemporary worship services a year or two or 3 years from now. So contrast that from the way we've decided what we sing in the past. These great old hymns of the faith that were carefully selected by the wisest theological minds of our churches had a very powerful teaching impact on the young people. They joined us together. They knit our hearts together as a congregation, and not just with the ones that were standing in the room with us, but with the generations that had gone before us. Unfortunately, when we sing contemporary songs that have been picked out for us by Becky, we dislocate ourselves both from that history, but also from the great theology of our Christian faith.